Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. Welcome back. It is time now for the Chris Young Show, brought to you by Medical City Healthcare and by Lexus. Visit your local Dallas-Fort Worth Lexus dealership today. Rangers pregame coming up in just over 2 hours. Here he is, the president of baseball operations for your Texas Rangers, Chris Young, here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. Thank you. How are you all?
Doing well, and second week in a row here, we get to talk about the success against the lefties continuing to trend up. 18 runs in 19 and two-thirds innings against them as you face four left-handed starters in the last nine games. What exactly are we witnessing here, sir?
Yeah, just some very good at-bats consistently throughout the lineup, a team approach, and the guys have really done a good job. I mean, it certainly helps when you have Wyatt Langford back in the lineup facing those lefties. So that's a big addition to our club. You know, in that time period now, we've lost a couple other guys right when we felt like we were getting healthy. So, but it is a good thing to see us improve our performance against left-handed pitching. And the hope is that if we can continue to do that, you know, we did shuffle the deck a little bit and changed out some of our right-handed hitters. Justin Foscue has done a tremendous job in the opportunities he's gotten. We brought him here mainly to face left-handed pitching, and he has really capitalized on that. So, you know, I think there's some positive things going. I think the main thing we're focused on now is to stay healthy and get our guys back on the field. This week was a tough week, you know, between Evan Carter going down, Michael Hellman, and then we lost Corey, obviously, with the collision in Kansas City. You know, we just got to get these guys back and hopefully get our team healthy here shortly and keep competing.
What's the outlook for Seager not being in the lineup tonight? Could this drag on for a while?
Yeah, so Skip will announce this in a minute or two, but we are going to put him on the concussion IL. You know, this is something we don't want to mess around with. While he's very close, we feel like he's not fully recovered yet. And obviously, we all know how serious a concussion can be, and we don't want to put him in harm's way. So we are going to put him on the concussion IL and backdate it to Friday, and then at which point he'll miss today, he'll miss tomorrow. We have Wednesday off, he'll miss Thursday, and the hope is by Friday he'll be ready and cleared to resume playing again.
So that concussion IL, you can get him back in a week?
Yeah, it's a 7-day concussion IL, and he's got to pass certain tests to return to play. He's been able to pass some of those tests, but he's not 100% in the clear yet. And so while he's close, there are still a couple things that are irritating him. And like we said, we don't want to put him in harm's way. He's so important to our team. We got to make sure we get him right. So we've activated Josh Smith today, who will replace Corey as he goes on the concussion IL.
So then what's the outlook for Hellman and Carter, and what kind of dominoes can fall there in the outfield for you?
Yeah, so for Evan, he's got a grade 1 oblique strain. You know, it's at least 2 weeks on that. It could be a little bit longer depending on how fast he recovers. With Michael Hellman, it's worse news. It's a fractured finger. It's going to be at least 8 weeks until he can be back to full strength. So we've got a long time on Hellman. You know, Evan, we're hopeful these oblique strains can be tricky. We hope that this is on the lighter end. The MRI did not reveal too bad of a strain, which we feel like we dodged a bullet on that. But, you know, if you watch that play when he dove and aggravated it, it was he hit the ground pretty hard and jarred something in his side or back there that caused this. So we got to get him healthy. We got to get him right. And hopefully it'll be closer to 2 weeks and not longer than that.
What's your outlook on Wyatt Langford in center field? Can that be part of a solution, and to what extent?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, I'll just speak very candidly that on Wyatt's rehab, we accelerated his rehab because we wanted him back in the big leagues as quickly as possible. And one of the things that we had hoped to do on rehab was get him some exposure in center field. We didn't do it. We felt like with him coming back, and especially with a healthy Evan Carter and Michael Hellman at the time, we were covered in center field. So we wanted Wyatt to really focus on playing left field. Now we've got to reconsider that. And so we'll talk to Wyatt and see if that's a possibility, see if he's ready for that. We also have to be very cognizant of the workload. Center field is a tougher position in terms of the ground you cover as compared to one of the corner spots. And, you know, for a ball hit to left field, the center fielder is breaking that way. When the ball's hit to right field, he's breaking to cover right field as well, whereas the left and right fielder don't break like that all the time. So there is more workload on a center fielder. Obviously, Wyatt, the way he plays, it's 100% all effort all the time, and we've got to be cognizant of that to make sure that we keep him healthy, because he and Corey are so important to the rest of our season. If we keep those guys on the field and healthy together, I like our chances, but if we lose either one for an extended period of time, obviously it makes things a lot tougher.
Hey, you've talked to us about, I mean, injuries are part of the sport, and it's part of 162 and navigating that, but how challenging is it to really get a good evaluation of the club when it feels like, man, we're going to get, we got everybody healthy, and then, oh, darn it, now another guy's down?
It literally started last Friday night. I felt like we had Wyatt and Corey back, and I felt like it was the first time all season that we've had our starting unit together in a long time, and now we've got a run of games here where we can make some headway. And that night, Danny Jansen went on the IL. And it's kind of continued through the week. And so losing Evan, losing Michael Hellman, losing Corey, it's definitely, you know, been a blow to us. You know, even with that, the team managed to play 500 baseball on the road trip. We easily could have come away with one or two more wins and made it a great trip. But, you know, my anticipation is we get Corey back here soon, and he's the biggest one. We got to get him back. Evan should not be too far behind him. But we do have to keep these guys healthy. And if we can keep these guys healthy, I would like to see what this team can become. This race is wide open. The division's wide open, and the American League's wide open. And so I'd like to see what our team can do for an extended period here if we can have some good health.
CY, how much did the league work with you on this Wednesday off day? And I kind of feel it's kind of weird. Were you just like, did the league just say, hey, you're going to have Wednesday off because of a World Cup match, and live with it? How did that all work out for you?
You know, it's a great question. And I actually, my understanding is that it was a little bit bigger than just the league. It was part of, of the understanding when DFW was going to get awarded the World Cup, is that you can only have so much traffic and people in the area, and the police presence. And so part of the agreement was that, you know, we wouldn't have games when the games are going on next door. And so that was a big piece of this. And look, we're happy to accommodate. This is a great thing for DFW. Sure. I actually got to go to the game yesterday. It was phenomenal. I was so impressed with the crowd, the energy.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
It was just awesome. If you watched our game last night in Boston, yes, you saw a soccer crowd that came to the game, and the chanting and the energy, the atmosphere. Our players have said it was electric. And so my hope is that while they're here, they'll want to come to a Ranger game, and that we'll get some of those fans from Europe or Asia or across the world coming to see baseball, perhaps for the first time. And they will bring that energy and electricity that really was just amazing yesterday in, I guess, Dallas Stadium.
Yeah. Chris Young here with us on The Fan. I mean, you know Texas sports fans as good as anybody. Do you think we could get some more of that international flavor going on at some of our sporting events, the enthusiasm, the singing and stuff?
Well, you know, look, the World Cup is a huge deal. It is not like a regular season baseball game. I mean, it is a huge event, and I get that. It's more comparable to maybe the Super Bowl in terms of some of these countries and the 4 years they wait to perform on this stage. That said, it is electric, and I have such appreciation. You know, I was not sure if I was going to get to any games. It worked out where I was home this weekend for draft meetings. And just decided, I don't know the next time the World Cup will be here. I need to go experience this. And so was able to go yesterday before our game. And I just couldn't have been more impressed with both the Netherlands and Japan, their fans, the energy, the players, the way the game was played. It was just such a great event. But yes, from a spectator point of view, That energy was amazing, and I think for baseball, it would be phenomenal to have that type of that type of fan base and the energy and the electricity and the chanting and the songs, and it was so phenomenal. And the players I know feel that. I can say that as a former player. I've been in big games, playoff environments, and you feel the energy of the crowd. That is real. So for all of our fans coming tonight, bring that energy.
Let's go. It certainly looks like Evaldi reacts to that big game energy positively, doesn't it?
He loves it. I mean, it's so impressive to see him. He craves the big moment, the big game. It's a nationally televised game, an electric atmosphere, and a place where he pitched and won a World Series. And he wanted to be out there. He shies away from nothing, and it's just so fun. He sets a great example for our entire team, and I love watching him compete.
How about Jacob Latz and what he's been able to do in the closer role? Like, how much of a surprise revelation has he been?
Well, it's not surprising in terms of the performance that he's giving us and the contribution he's making to the team. The role in which he's making it perhaps is, and it came about mainly because we decided to put Kamara in the rotation at the end of spring training and slide Lassie into the bullpen, and really with the idea that he was going to be a leverage arm, less than a sort of multi-inning reliever that would pitch non-leverage. We felt like he was going to pitch leverage innings for us and be a real weapon late in the game for us. If you had told me that he ended up closing, I would say it wouldn't shock me, but it also wasn't the exact plan. So it shows you how much I know in terms of, we went into the season without identifying a closer per se. We've had Robert Garcia and Chris Martin both go down, and Jake Latz and Jacob Junis have stepped up and really fortified the back of the bullpen and been phenomenal. And there's no doubt without Lassie right now, we would not be even close to 500. So he's played a huge role for us. He will continue to play a huge role for us. And it's our job to continue to, one, get these other guys healthy and back, whether it's Martin or Garcia. And then secondly, continue to develop internally guys who can eventually grow into those roles, because Jacob has been a great example of someone who, his road has not been perfectly clean to the big leagues, but he's persevered. He's continued to get better and better, and now he's closing games for us.
Are we getting closer to Jordan Montgomery's return?
Yeah, Monty threw a live BP today. I was outside earlier watching it. He looked good. He'll go back out on rehab after today, so we're excited to get him back out and pitching. And my understanding is he's feeling good, and we'll take it one game at a time, but we are making progress, and it was good to see him out there competing today.
Is it important in your mind to get above 500 and stay above 500? Is that any part of the emphasis or focus?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, 500 is certainly important to us. It's not the primary goal. The biggest goal is to continue to play good baseball consistently over and over and over, and eventually the record reflects that. But we're at a point in the season where we need to start, we need to start putting together win streaks, winning series and stacking on wins one after the next, series after series, and establish ourselves as one of the teams to beat in the American League. And I do believe this team is capable of that. We've shown it at different times throughout the season, but not at the level, not with the consistency that is needed, that good teams have. And so now it's, I think, a good opportunity for us at this point in the season to continue to build wins. And the record will eventually take care of itself. But, yeah, 500, and then, my hope is well beyond 500.
CY, you mentioned about you in your draft meetings and stuff right now. A snapshot on where you think maybe the talent is positional-wise for the draft. Maybe you don't have to give me names, but just maybe positionally where you kind of feel like this thing's got a little depth to it.
Yeah, it's a good blend of high school and college position players, and then there are some good college arms. The high school arms I'm still learning more about at this point, but it's an interesting draft in that it's a very deep draft, and I'd say there's probably a consensus top 3 to 5 picks in the draft. And then after that, the 5th pick could easily be the 20th pick and vice versa. So it's really to each their own in terms of their preference and how they view the players. It's a deep draft. We feel like the picks that we'll have, it's, in our second and third and fourth rounds will be very, very good picks and could very easily turn out to be just as good as the first round pick. So it's an exciting class. I've been enjoying hearing our scouts go through it. It's one of my favorite times of year because it's one of the few times where our entire organization comes together cross-departmentally. We have our R&D department, our scouting departments. We have our baseball ops departments. We have our pitching group, our hitting group. We have so many player development, so many people, you know, coming together and giving opinions and analyzing information to help us make the best decision possible. And so it's really one of the moments where I evaluate what I consider to be the heartbeat of the culture of the organization. And to see us functioning well in those meetings was really exciting. And we have had to start those meetings earlier this year because of the World Cup. We're going to be kind of shut out of our offices here for a couple weeks as the games continue, and then we'll resume them in July. But in the meantime, our scouts have put us in a tremendous position, and I'm very excited about this year's class.
We'll see why. We'll be out there Friday at the ballpark, so if you need us to show up and give you a hand in, you know, moving tags around, just let us know, okay?
Well, come on, bring that energy, and if you can recruit some of these World Cup fans to come with you, bring them on, please.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
Sounds awesome. Yeah. Give them help. We'll be pulling for you.
Thank you, guys.
There he goes. Chris Young, brought to you by Medical City Healthcare and by Lexus. Visit your local Dallas-Fort Worth Lexus dealership today. Okay, see why every Monday at 420 here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to go around the Soresby, give you the very latest on a very eventful day in that saga next year on 105.3 The Fan.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.